Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, as BBM and Bumbarrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, with over a third of parents feeling validated through other parents' stories, PNDA podcast launches second series. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Amelia Walker, intake and clinical content team leader at Gidja Foundation Australia. Amelia, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me this morning, Trevor.
No, thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, we're talking about a powerful space when we're talking about communication and working with other parents, new parents at the table. It's a good fit in regard to communication and guidance, you would say, yep.
Yeah, look, you know, we know that a lot of expectant and new parents feel quite isolated in their experience and, you know, basically 30% of Australian parents just wish they had more support from the community around them. So we've created this podcast as a way of being able to share real life experiences from other parents just to connect each other, really.
Yeah, look, fantastic. It's sometimes, well, especially for new parents for the first time, but this could be also happening in regard to a parent being coming a parent for a third, fourth time, yes?
Absolutely. What we do at Gidget Foundation is support parents with mental health challenges, and they can come up, yeah, like you say, with a first bub, but sometimes people, you know, it can occur in third or fourth bub, and we just want to be there to support people with whatever their experience is.
Look, here we are, World Maternal Mental Health Day, 1 May. Why is it important to recognise dates like World Maternal Mental Health Day?
Well, because, look, mental well-being of parents is a really serious issue. It affects over 100,000 parents in Australia every year. And we just want to be able to draw attention to that with the World Maternal Mental Health Day. Mm. It actually happens on the first Wednesday of every year, of May every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what advice do you have for expectant and new parents who may be struggling?
Just to know that it's common to feel overwhelmed and stressed at this time, and it just takes some time to adjust. So it's really important where you can to just stay connected to people. You know, get out into nature, feel your feet on the ground where you can, and just check in conversations from the people around us can be so helpful as well.
Fantastic. And how does Gidget Foundation Australia support parents in the digital age?
Well, we offer free telehealth psychological counselling for parents, expectant and new parents through our Start Talking program. We also have released this amazing podcast, the second series today actually is the first episode, and it's just a really good way to utilise that shared lived experience of people's stories to help reduce a bit of stigma around that.
Fantastic. And what will expectant and new parents learn when listening to the new podcast series?
Just the really raw, honest account from people with lived experience and the reality of what the challenges can be for all different people across Australia.
Yeah, fantastic. And where can Australians go to learn more, Amelia?
Yeah, head to gidgetfoundation.org.au. You can listen to the podcast there. You can find out some other resources and also work out from there how to access support through our Start Talking program as well.
Beautiful. A fantastic farm vehicle. Thank you very much for sharing. Amelia, you keep smiling. We'll talk soon, sister.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adela Yan there, Amelia Walker, intake and clinical content team leader at Gidja Foundation Australia. And the statement here is, with over a third of parents feeling validated through other parents' stories. So the PNDA, that's the acronym for Parental Depression and Anxiety podcast, launches the second series. So do check it out, and check out gidjafoundation.com.au. Fantastic. Have your say, Yan Up Strong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll 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 my toy, but Seroy patoli matoy parol matoy pa Rol matoy patoli matoy parol matoy pa Seroy patoli matoy parol matoy pa Rol matoy patoli matoy parol matoy pa Seroy patoli matoy parol matoy pa
Salasia kam Killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, patoli matoy, parol matoy pa. Roll my toy, patoli matoy, parol matoy pa. Roll my toy, patoli matoy, parol matoy pa.
Salasia come. Piagra Miriam from Lassendam. Run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. War Salasia Khan. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, patoli matoy, parol matoy pa.
Ha 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 ha.
Roll my toy, patoli matoy, parol matoy pa. Roll my toy, patoli matoy, parol matoy pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Cometa Milram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War Salasia come, listen. My drum. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu.
hear your spirit cry like the call of the moon. You call to me, come listen to my drum. You call to me, come listen to my drum. Nima is calling you, come listen to my drum.
Jenda banapi bamanda, jenda bakat jenda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
There was a friend of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here, I ain't living alone, ain't breaking the rocks on a chain gang, I'm breaking out, heading home. I'm gonna make a jailbreak, and I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. Freedom, he was chasing spirits, dying. No use trying, but he made it out with a sheet around his neck.
Bye. Everybody go start to carry on. Love is something that we used to share, but I don't suppose who's gonna go put you about it.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
If you just tuned in, good morning and welcome to BBM 98.7 FM. And right now, joining me in the studio, I have the Deadly Edmonton Police, Stephen Grant, and also Casey Leishman. Good morning.
Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Yeah, good. Very wet out there.
Yes, it is. I hope you mob drive safely out there, eh?
Yeah.
And good morning, Casey. We'll be talking about DV Month.
Yes, thank you for having me in today, Maddie.
No worries. And for our listeners out there, can you let them know what's your role with QPS, please?
Yeah. So I'm the Domestic and Family Violence Coordinator for the Tablelands area. So I'm actually based up at Mareeba, so I will have a big drive back up the hill today.
Okay.
Part of my role is educating people about domestic and family violence, both in the police mm-hmm. and external. I have a heap of other roles I can go into, but obviously I don't want to take up too much time today.
Yes. So the statistics, how many QPS call-outs DFV?
Okay. So
related.
Domestic and family violence is undoubtedly one of our biggest challenges faced by the QPS, with most frontline officers responding to at least one domestic violence-related occurrence every shift.
Wow.
And each call out for domestic violence takes on average 4 hours for police to respond to.
Okay.
Last year, in the 2022-2023 financial year, there was 171,000 calls for service for domestic violence across Queensland. So, yeah, it is a massive chunk of our work.
That is crazy to hear. That's a big number. You know, what are the signs of DFV and also DV?
Coercive control at this year is the theme. So it's in our control to end coercive control. I think most people, when they think about domestic violence, they think about the physical signs of domestic violence. They think about people damaging property, which are the signs that we can see are happening.
Yep.
Coercive control, for the listeners, if they don't know, is when someone uses patterns of abusive behaviour against another person. And over time, this takes away the person's freedom and their independence, and they become fearful. So it's one person pretty much controlling another person's life, how they live their life, how they spend their money, where they go, whether they have contact with their family, cutting them off from their spiritual connections or their churches and stuff like that, their religions.
So it's just not physical, it's also mentally?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and that can be how they talk to them. It can be degrading, using degrading words, how they refer to them, or it might be how they refer to their children.
Mm-hmm.
And then that over time takes a toll on that person, and they start to conform to the boundaries put in place by the first person. So they start to feel they're controlled by that person, and they lack their autonomy or their freedom to be able to go out and do their own free thing.
Okay, yep, have their freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Can a family or friend member contact Queensland Police?
Certainly. So anyone who is concerned that domestic and family violence is occurring can call 000, or they can call 131 444. There's also support agencies out there for people if they're victims or survivors of domestic violence and they want to seek assistance, but they don't want to come to police because sometimes it can be quite daunting coming and seeing police.
Yeah.
They can see some of the support services. So in the Cairns area, we have the Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Service. They're based in Cairns, but they also have an office in Mossman, Mareeba, someone at Atherton and someone at Caranda. So they've got a big coverage over our far north area up here. And there's the Women's Centre, which are based in Cairns, that offer support to women and children, and they're also based in Atherton. So sometimes people find it a bit easier to go somewhere that's not as confronting as a police station and seek support, and that's okay.
Yeah, okay. And what's the police response look like when attending a DFV or a DV?
So police attend and will conduct a holistic investigation. So that means that we consider all aspects of the situation and seeking to address the underlying causes and provide comprehensive support.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is we're not just looking at one individual incident. We'll come and we'll talk to the people and we try and work out what's been happening in that relationship and if there is a person that's most in need of police protection.
Mm-hmm.
From that stage, there's a range of actions that we can take, including making an application for a domestic violence order. So domestic violence orders go to court and it's up to a magistrate to decide whether they impose that order.
Yep.
The order can be for a period of up to 5 years and it can have a number of conditions on the order. So it might be that the person can't return to the house or they can't have contact, or it might be that they've got to be a good behaviour towards the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also look at and investigate criminal offences. And if we have enough evidence, then we will proceed with criminal charges. So that can include anything from contravening a domestic violence order to strangulation, sexual offences, willful damage offences, or any other offences against the person or the property. So it's quite broad what we can do.
Okay, and what if somebody does breach their order?
Yep. So police come out, we'll investigate. We obviously speak to the victim, and then we've got a number of ways of gathering other evidence as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll compile that evidence. And if we have enough evidence to proceed with criminal charges, we'll charge the offender and hold them accountable for their behaviour.
Yep. All right. And also, Casey, can you read out the number again if people might want to get in contact with police?
Yep. So they can call 000 or they can call 131 444. That's Police Link. Mm-hmm. You can also attend any of your local police stations in person to seek support. So, and just remember, like, there's support out there. It doesn't have to be, you know, not that you can't come to police. You can come to police. We always want to talk to people if they need assistance.
Yep.
But if you are fearful but you're not ready to engage with police, that's also fine. There's other services out there that can also support you in that process of coming to see police.
Yes. Ooh. And also, before we wrap it up, Casey, is there any events happening for DV Month?
Yes, we've got quite a number of events on this DV Month. Sorry, most of mine are based around the Tablelands area because that's where I am.
Yep.
But on the 1st, which is tomorrow of May, oh my God, that's come around so quickly, we have a candlelighting vigil. So for the far north, there are three vigils. There's one in Cairns at Wharf 1, one at Mossman under the big fig tree, and one at Atherton at Anzac Park. They start at about 5:40 where people will start to gather, and then at 6 p.m. we light candles and hold a vigil.
All right.
Okay. The Express newspaper is going purple as well, is my understanding, as of tomorrow. So that's to, purple is the colour for domestic violence.
Yep.
So up in Mareeba, we're turning purple. On the 10th of May, we have a stand in Mareeba outside Priceline near the IGA, where myself and Senior Constable Day, an officer up at Mareeba, well known up there, she'll be there, and we're going to talk about domestic violence, and people can come and see us at the stand to get information about getting assistance, and they can also get pictures taken. We've got signs done up and people can have their pictures taken, and the Express is going to do a special article after the 15th of May and print all the pictures of people in wearing purple for Wear It Purple Day on the 15th of May. The whole of Tablelands is trying to turn purple, so we're encouraging people to wear purple to work and to put purple outside their houses on the 15th of May, so we can show the victim survivors in our area that we've, you know, you've got the whole support of the community behind you.
Yes. And what a great concept, you know, getting the community involved.
Yeah.
Which is a great concept. And hopefully, the Cairns mob can join in as well, you know.
Yeah.
Turn purple for DV month.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, great to support those mob that's been through some hard times.
Yeah. And just remember, everyone, like, we're here, police are here, we want to support you. And there's lots of people out there that want to support you. And there's lots of people in the community that want to work together and support you. And this is a whole of society. We all need to come together to try and stop it.
Yes.
It's not just one section.
Yes, so true. Casey and Stephen, thank you for coming in and having a yarn about DV month. And we'll see you next week, eh?
Thanks, Maddie.
Nice.
Thank you for having me in.
There you have it. That was Casey and Stephen from QPS. And we'll be back after this song. Enjoy.
You're running laps again, out of sight, you're back again. It is what you make, it's so to me the perfect accident. Personality, nah, she ain't lacking it. Beat me to the punchline, either that or she packing it. With a lot of guards down, round one, round two, round three, I think I found one. In a hopeless place, I think I found love. Cupid must have found us, because she's all that I need. Yeah, Kaguri need, Jenna Mir. All that I need, yeah, Kaguri need, Jenna Mir. My mind.
Every single step at a time.
At a time. At a time.
Girl, you know I be. Holla at me. All that I see. Holla at. Girl, you know you're blowing my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold up. Daydreaming on a daily when she's not around. Home is where the heart is. Best for lips, she hold it down. She got me texting emojis and X and O's. Watching reality shows like who's next to go. When it comes to slaying the dress professional. Fashion killer, lover, pro-S-O.
Me and her together, that's progress for sure. I can't wait till we progress some more, because she's all that I need. Yeah, kaguri ni jenna mir. All that I need. Yeah, kaguri ni jenna mir.
Girl, you know you're blowing my mind.
My mind.
Every single step at a time.
At a time. At a time.
Girl, you know I beat. Holla at me. All that I see.
Holla at.
Girl, you know you're blowing my mind.
Hey, yeah. I got to tell ya. And I got the moon.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Wow.
What about you?
Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Can't sit here and stare in sorrow. Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Stand them in good stead so they will follow.
Sing strong.
The past must exist and the
this.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. We're going to catch up a yarn, our Daily Brother, Chris Suey, his name is, based in Dubbo, Service Centre Manager for Service Australia, and talk about ab study. We got Chris on the line. Chris, good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Chris?
Yeah, mate, it's Chris Suey, and I'm currently living and working on Radio Country here in Dubbo, but I'm actually a Walgett boy up in Gamilaroi there, country there, a little place called Walgett, northwest New South Wales.
Deadly footprint. Thank you very much, my brother. So, Service Australia, how long have you been working there, mate?
Yeah, the next month will be my 23rd year in the agency.
23rd year. All right, fantastic. As long service plus two, brother, sounds good.
Bloody hell.
Tell us about ab study, brother.
Yeah, so we have payments for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students to help with the cost of study and training. Everyone knows that at ab study, depending on the circumstances, there are many different support options available for students. Ab study can help students and apprentices with school fees, boarding fees, living and travel costs, and buying school materials. There's help available if your child is living at home or away from home. With so many different payments, it's important to find out which one they may be eligible for. You can find out more information on our website at servicesaustralia.gov.au/abstudy, or you can call the abstudy line at 1800 132 317.
All right, so whether they're studying full-time or part-time, that's applicable?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. It just gives that support, that financial strain that our students have when doing study. And that's where ab study comes to the table for that support, yeah?
That's exactly right. That's what we're here for, and to give them information so they can find out the information that may and look at what they may be eligible to help support them whilst they're living away from the study.
Would you know sort of figures, how the money works, and is it paid weekly, fortnightly into their account, or how does it work?
Yeah, look, everybody's circumstances are very different, so... We'll encourage people to go on our website to there is a payment service finder tool, which is absolutely fantastic. But the best way to actually look at what you may be eligible for is just to call the AbStudy line, as I mentioned earlier, the 1800 132 317, and they'll be able to go through all of that with you.
Okay, fantastic, Chris. When we're talking AbStudy, a lot of our mob who travel away to study, especially if you're talking about Cape York or Torres Straits, what have you, is there money for a travel allowance, so to speak?
Yeah, so AbStudy can help students through many stages in their life. So okay. If eligible, most students can go on AbStudy when they start high school and continue to receive payments if they either go on to do further studies. Right now, we know that families with primary school age students may be looking at starting high school next year. Our parents and guardians should know that AbStudy can help with a change from primary school to high school. Mm-hmm. AbStudy can arrange to pay for the cost of the family to go on open days, interviews and orientation. This means that AbStudy will pay for the travel, accommodation and meals so that families can meet teachers, ask questions and see where their child will live while they're away from home. Once they're living away from home, AbStudy can keep helping families with the cost of boarding, schooling and travel. So families should claim AbStudy early before they start making plans about their children living away from high school.
Yeah, fantastic. So great support. So, big shout out to our mob out there. Contact Service Australia regarding ab study. But that's young or old. Don't have to be like a high school student. It could be like a 35-year-old person decided to go into study. Couldn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, it's we're here to help our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across multiple stages of their life.
Beautiful. Chris, nice talking with you. Thank you, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Good luck with 23 years, my brother. And look, leading from the front, brother.
Oh, look, thank you so much, and thanks for having me. And I look forward to, maybe even talking to you next time. I'll be here for the long run.
That sounds good. Take care, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. That's Chris Sui, Service Centre Manager in Dubbo at Service Australia. And we're talking about Ab Study, a great opportunity, Mob. If you want to go further in your education and knowledge is power, then think of Ab Study as a support arm in the finance sector. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, 1-800-422-416. With Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, here at BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, across the nation, thanks to News, National's Radio Service. Too deadly.
You're speaking, but I never hear what you say. Can you replay it? I'm in my feelings. I'm not miscommunicating. I hate this.
Let's talk about love. Let's talk about life. Talk about change. Talk about us. Talk about fights. Talk about things nobody does. Oh, let's talk about love. I need a late night conversations to our daylight complications. I need FaceTime, but it's not.
Driving me so crazy. As I walk the lonely streets of old Tamworth, how I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. thrown in the night. Where robberies are seen by the firelight. Far away from the glow of city light. Now that on Main Street, it makes me feel so lonely. For the gum trees and the taste of porcupine. I see my brothers, I see my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo, a droning in the night. Where robberies are seen by the firelight. Where the white man's ways won't bother me.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.